Karen Conti, attorney at Conti Law. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk a little bit about the House January 6th committee hearing yesterday and the admonition from Representative Cheney at the end about witness tampering. Now, the committee hearings, that's not a criminal proceeding, but what is the situation with witness tampering?
Well, congressional hearings are subject to certain rules, and you can't tamper with witnesses who are testifying in front of them just because this is not going to result in any criminal charges. Certainly, it's a procedure that has rules, and you have to tell the truth, and you get sworn in, and there are perjury possibilities if you don't tell the truth. So certainly, witness tampering is at issue, and witness tampering could be anything from interfering with a witness actually testifying, offering something, bribing someone, threatening their family, offering a promotion. Those types of things are deemed to be interfering with a witness testimony.
The Ghislaine Maxwell sentencing came down 20 years. That is not what the prosecution was asking for. So what do you make of what the judge ruled there, what the jury came in with, and chances for appeal being successful there?
It's a pretty significant sentence. She'll do 85% of it, and she probably will get out when she's in her mid-70s on those charges alone. She's got certain charges pending for lying in a deposition, and that's going to go later. The good part of this is that she's going to go to a decent facility in Danbury, Connecticut, which is a minimum security prison where actually Orange is the New Black was based upon. But her chances for appeal, she's got one good issue, Bob, and I don't know if you remember, but there was a person on the jury, a man, who I believe was the foreperson, and it turns out that he was sexually abused when he was young, and he did not report that on his jury questionnaire. And so I think that could be a very, very good appellate issue, because when a person doesn't tell the truth on their jury questionnaire, they're deemed to be almost without any further evidence to be biased, because the idea is they lied to get on the jury. So that's probably her best issue.
As for the R. Kelly case, sentencing today in New York, any predictions, Karen?
I think they're going to go hard on him. He's had, obviously, years of doing this. His lawyers are saying 10 years, which is the minimum. They're citing that he's had a bad upbringing, and he had been sexually abused when he was young. And the prosecution is asking for more than 25 years. I think they're going to go on the high end here. Again, this is federal court. He'll do 85% of the time. He's already served 3 years. My guess is going to be upwards of 20. And then again, he's got other cases pending, two in Chicago, one that's going to go to trial in August in federal court, one in state court, and then he's got one pending in Minnesota. So he's got his lawyers busy.
Another question that comes up every year around now, the legality of fireworks. Many go to Indiana, bring them back here. Some people order online. What is the current law about fireworks around here?
Illinois has one of the most restrictive sets of laws about fireworks. Almost everything is deemed to be illegal. And in Chicago, there are even more restrictive laws. So even sparklers are illegal in Chicago. You can't go to Indiana and bring them back. You can't order them online. It's a felony. It can be a felony. And if you hurt somebody when using them, you're going to be in trouble and you'll probably be prosecuted. So everyone thinks they're fun and games, but really, from a legal standpoint, you can't do it.
Does homeowners insurance cover something like an injury due to fireworks?
Probably not. And the reason is, if you're violating the law in having those fireworks and using those fireworks, your insurance probably is going to refuse to cover it. So as we know, when you use fireworks and someone gets injured, it can be extremely devastating and deadly. Mm. So be careful.
Sparklers are illegal, huh?
Hmm. In Chicago, yes, they are.
Yeah, what about snakes? I still have a couple of boxes of old snakes.
You know what? I don't know about the snakes. I'll look that up and I'll let you know, Bob.
All right. I'll listen for your answer on the radio here. Karen Conti, Sunday afternoon, 3 until 5 on WGN. Have a good day. Thank you, Karen.
You too. Bye-bye.